called out a lot.
Well, and where did they go to graze?
Well, they hem them up in that, you know, and let them stay in there and every day. You know, after you got through milking and doing that, turn them out, let them go out in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And come, you know, when I was a child, Miss, you folks know where the chickens were, it's sundown, and they know where the cows came with it. Come look, they don't put up the cows, nothing there, they don't put, see about the chickens. The chickens that go, they one side is white and colored both. They don't put up the chop, they don't put up the chicken. Well, they never had to put up the chicken, but I'm talking about they don't put up the hogs. I mean, they'll put up the cows, and the cows go all over the path and where they want. And folks just chill them at night, they go where they want. And you know, Miss Judy, I don't like to stay out from home. I like to be at home when the sun goes down. Mama, we used to be coating girls and we'd go out and other girls come to most of that. You can go and spend the night with so-and-so, but that sun better not catch your way down. And I'm that way now. I don't like to be off from home when the sun goes down.
Yeah, and I'm the same way because I want to get home tonight before it gets dark.
That's right. You know, well, now, you going back up to your mama this evening before you go home?
No, I might go up there and say goodbye to them.
That's right.
You know, but it don't get dark until late down.
Until about 8 or 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not dark until 9 o'clock. Yeah. Now, so I got plenty of time to do it, but I'm like you. I like to get home.
Get in. I like to, we used to go off and come in most of the night. Y'all going to stay all night with that sun, better not catch her. And there's another girl with me, she was Hattie Williams. And she wouldn't want to come home till dark. And she'd be scared for me to come home and leave her up there. And she said to me one day, she said, whoopings don't hurt me no long. You put them on. I said, well, they kills me. I don't want them on. I said, I can't stand. And she get mad at me because I want to come on home. But she knows she better come with me. And I'm going to come home for Sunday. And I'm out of way now. The way you raised, that's the way you going to do.
Yeah, that's the truth, yeah. Well, what do you use to weed a cotton field with a hoe?
Well, stallions we call them.
Well, what are you doing when you're out there weeding a cotton field with a hoe?
You're chopping cotton. Chopping cotton, and after you done chopped it the first time, then you hoe it.
Mm-hmm.
Chopping and hoeing cotton.
Do you ever remember any kind of names you had for grass that you didn't want out where your cattle was grazing?
Yes, see. You go all everywhere. Well, there's moody grass and there's, I done forgot the other kind of grass. Moody grass, crap grass, and that's the south kind of grass. Blue grass, scurvy grass, that's all of them.
Well, if you did you ever have a name for like a big field or as opposed to maybe a smaller field,
yes,
or did you call them all fields or?
Well, let's see, what did we used to call them? We'd have big fields and little fields. We used to call, if it was a big old field, my daddy would clean that, we'd call them new grounds.
Mm-hmm. And how about, and that'd be a big one?
Big field, yes. They clean it up, you know, big field. And you know, when leaves and things go to put out spray, yeah, when it come a rain, the mob have to go, you know, and cut sprouts in the new ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, suppose you wanted to fence a